93.3 FM K1, and it is the first of the month, 1st of February. It's a Wednesday morning at 9:30. An opportunity for me to welcome in Edith Francis from Green Country Village. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
How was your month of January?
Busy.
Yeah. You had a special event, I forget the date, around the 20th or so, somewhere.
27th. Okay. Had a veterans, program.
That's what it was, getting people in there just to remind them of maybe some better veterans benefit that maybe, okay, the recruiter probably told them, but they forgot. It's been a while.
Some of those, it's good to go over, with somebody every once in a while. Some of the benefits may change, and so we had a pretty good attendance at that.
That's great. And, you tend to serve a lot of different populations, but it's more or less a general age group of something, I'll say, over 60.
I think our minimum age is 55.
Okay, I'll go with that then.
But I'll be honest, we don't have very many 55s, but we'd love to have some.
Yeah, it probably would make everybody else just happier to get some new neighbors in there.
Yes, we are getting a few in.
That's great. What's going on in February? I bet you got a Valentine's Day event somewhere.
We do, and Jaylene Mays is our, programs director, and she keeps a calendar full of events. We had a lot of things going on, at Christmas and New Year's, but now here we are in February, and she takes them on lunch bunch. They like to get out every once in a while and go different places. They've taken them to some of the eating places in Owosso, and it's a nice bus trip, and we have a new activity bus that has a lift, so now we're able, to better serve some of those residents that may, be in a wheelchair or whatever. So it's a nice bus. We were able to purchase that this last year. We also replaced, the company car with a van, and it does have, it's handicap accessible also. So we've made a couple of replacements, and I think our residents are enjoying that. We try to take care of as many needs for our residents as possible, and this is one of those things that we provide, the transportation anywhere in the Bartlesville and Dewey area for our residents. And some of them doesn't hate to give up their car quite as bad if they know that they can get where they want to go.
Well, that's it. And they may keep their car, but sometimes it's nice to get on the bus with the rest of your friends and neighbors and just kind of all go together.
An enjoyable evening or afternoon.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, they get to visit one-on-one sometimes with the other residents on the bus.
Yeah, I mean, you may see them every day in the hall, but you don't speak other than hi on your way to lunch or whatever.
I know, it's a weekly thing for them to go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. It's they just drop them off over there and then go back, pick them up an hour later, and it gives everybody a chance to get whatever they need for that week.
That makes it pretty handy. And but somebody that, like you said, just going out for the lunch bunch, and I don't know how many, and it varies probably from week to week, but it's nice just to get together and just have lunch together.
It is.
Yeah.
And, the Bartlesville Theater has a lot, going on right now.
Yeah.
And
they've got the Grapes of Wrath coming up in just a few days.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we sometimes, have some extra tickets to that. So the residents enjoy going to that. And a lot of the seniors sometimes, the driving at night gets, a little harder for them. So, they don't have to give up those things if they live there at Green Country.
That's right. It makes it pretty handy all the way around. You make things as convenient as possible to come and go for your residents, and then it's up to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Some of them wouldn't miss a thing on the activity calendar, and then others just do their own thing.
All the way around. You brought something else special, I see. I wasn't reading the little green sheet of paper upside down, but I... I know you got something there.
It just has my, some things about our new bus, there, and I think
great.
I've already covered those.
Well,
I just grabbed that, so I'd kind of have that as a reminder.
Well, and, you know, the new bus is nice. Maybe one member of the couple does need that extra either wheelchair or larger walker type thing that's nice to, you know, have the lift available. So it makes it pretty handy.
It is, and, that's something that we have wanted for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Our activity bus that we had was really getting older, and it did not have the lift on there. And so I think we donated that to the Boys and Girls Club. So you may see it out and about, but it won't be Green Country.
Okay. Well, either way, it's just nice to know that it's being put to use. And whether it's young at heart or just young, that somebody's getting some good use out of it.
That is true, and we felt like that was a good use for it.
There you go. Some of the other things I know you got going on, but I don't know, how's the move-in schedule for people going right now? You got a lot of move-ins going on this spring?
We have, four new move-ins coming in February, so it's, I've still got a few empty.
Okay.
We've got our one- and two-bedroom apartments that we have right now. So it would be a good time if somebody's thinking about, changing from their home, it would be a good time for them to come out and look at some of them, while they're vacant.
Well, you make it pretty easy for people. I just had the conversations that I've had with residents over the years. They talk about just how easy you make that move once they decide that they're going to downsize or just get into something where they don't have to shovel and mow and do all those other things. Why, you make it pretty easy for them.
Yes, we do. And we've got, some move-in suggestions with, company names on them.
Mm-hmm.
They can call, and kind of get an estimate on what that, moving cost is going to be. So we try to, help with everything that we possibly can to make that an easy transition for them.
And, of course, because of the difference in floor plans, you make it as affordable as necessary for folks as well.
Yes. It's kind of according to what size apartment, that they want.
Mm-hmm.
According to the cost. We have a studio apartment. That one has 432 square feet. We have two different sizes in the one bedroom. One has 677, the other has 701 square feet. And then our two bedrooms, we have about four different sizes there, and it goes all the way from 864 up to 1354 square feet.
Okay.
So, they just sometimes, if we don't have that particular floor plan that they want, they can let me know and we can put them on, a wait list for certain, apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get it, we can call them.
That sounds like a great deal. It's an opportunity for people to find out more about Green Country Village all the way around. You give tours all the time. I don't know that it's every day, but you're available probably every day for a tour if necessary.
Yes, I like having the tours booked every day. That's one of the things that I really enjoy about my job is, the people coming in and getting, to sit down and visit with them. Sometimes, mm-hmm. Getting to visit with their family also. But I think that's a good time to find out what's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we want our residents to be happy once they get there. So sometimes it's good to know what they're most interested in.
And then you keep in touch with them after they've moved in. It's not like, hi, here's your keys, goodbye, and you never see them again.
We do. The directors, call on the new residents also. And, explain to them, the process is for, if they have something broke in their apartment that needs fixed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sometimes good to get that, face to where they know who to contact. But we do have a lot of, things in place that I think, makes it an easy transition for our residents.
So that's certainly what they all tell me when I get the opportunity to talk with them anyway, that you make it just such an easy move for them. So.
Well, and I think there at Green Country, we've been open since 1990, and I do feel like that, some of the experience matters a lot there.
Yeah.
So we try very hard to make it an easy transition.
And then as life transitions on us, as life changes, you're there to help meet those needs if they need to change from, say, independent living to assisted living or something like
we
that.
We do, and I do feel like that is a plus for Green Country, not only to have the independent living, but then we have the assisted living where there's nurses on staff 24/7. The residents come and go as they please in that building, just like they do independent living, but sometimes they just need a little bit more help.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a 28-bed memory care, and that's an even higher level of care than our regular assisted living.
Yeah, regardless of whether it's just come and go as you please or a little bit more assistance or on the memory care, you develop relationships with the rest of the residents there, and it seems as though you just all become one big family.
It is, and I know sometimes whenever I tell people that it gets, it's like family, they probably think I'm just giving them a sales pitch, but it really is like family.
A marketing person with a sales pitch? Never happened.
But I have had, residents' family, to come back to me and say, you told us that, and, it really, really is true.
Yeah. I thought you were just blowing smoke at me, but you actually were meant what you had to say.
Yeah. It is like family.
Yeah, that's impressive that people, do come back and say that about Green Country and about the people there, that you've got a staff that has been stable. You've got a lot of people who have been in the same job for years that, care about what's going on.
I think that's the whole thing, is caring and loving our residents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's apparent there at Green Country. I think our residents are my best marketing tool. They tell people sometimes when they're sitting in the doctor's office, tell them how great it is at Green Country. So we have a lot of their friends, that move to Green Country because of what they're saying about Green Country.
Yeah, and we haven't mentioned it in the past, but sometimes I think it's important that the residents also take leadership roles, that you have a resident council, that you hear what's on the minds of the folks at Green Country. It could be as simple as, can we have this item on the menu more often or whatever.
The food and beverage director meets with the residents once a month. Our executive director meets with the resident council, and those members on the resident council are voted on by the residents. And then we also have a resident meeting once a month that is an open, meeting. So if, somebody's got something on their mind that they want everybody to hear, they can bring that up. So there's lots of opportunities for our residents to put input about Green Country.
Yeah, I would imagine, I didn't ask you this last month, but I would imagine there were so many Christmas decorations up around Green Country that it would just really look like Santa's Village.
Some of the residents said, that this was the best year yet.
Mm-hmm. I can believe that.
So I think we do, for the special holidays, a lot of times there are decorations, and I think the residents enjoy those, but they don't have to mess with putting them up and putting them down.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. If somebody would like to take a tour, how do they book one with you?
They just need to call the Green Country Village number, and that's 918-335-2086.
Mm-hmm. And then whatever date and time it works well for Edith and for the person interested, then usually takes, I would guess, around an hour, more or less.
About an hour.
Yeah.
Some of them can be just a little shorter if somebody's, short on time. Or it can sometimes run just a little longer if they're in measuring apartments and things while we're taking a tour.
Or sometimes they'll find out that, somebody they go to church with or somebody that they used to live next door to is now at Green Country. So.
That's right. I guarantee them if they go through a resident list, they'll find people they know.
Okay. So, again, it's an easy as a phone call, and your website has a lot of good information as well if you you have to, you know, be out shopping for information at 2 in the morning.
Yes, and if we have somebody that makes an inquiry, you know, from our, you know, contact page there, that goes directly to my email, so we don't miss any there.
Okay, stop by, give Edith a call, and schedule a tour, and check out what's available for you at Green Country Village. You will be surprised if you haven't been there. Edith? Thank you so much. That's our one-on-one time this morning. Edith Francis from Green Country Village this morning on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM. More coming up in just a bit.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh Groban. After so many years on the stage, one of my favorite things about music is its ability.